The Osgood Files, sponsored by new Barbasol razors. The shaving cream America trusts for a close, comfortable shave now has razors with a pivoting head and ultra-thin blades. You're looking good, America. This is Dave Ross from the Dell Studios on the CBS Radio Network. The president likes to complain that the mainstream media never mentions the way the stock market's taken off, so this should make him happy.
Since Donald Trump was elected president on November 8th, 38 weeks ago, the Dow is up nearly 20%.
And some of it has even trickled down.
The average 401k retirement account held more than $95,000.
And that was on the CBS Evening News. In a moment, we'll check the outlook for people who don't have stocks. After this from Charlie. The Dow is flirting with 22,000, and that has made brokers and their clients very happy. But stock prices reflect corporate profits, and corporate profits don't always translate into more money for wage earners who don't own stocks. In fact, profits can depend on keeping wages down. CBS's Jim Axelrod talked with financial advisor Joe Zeidel.
The biggest mistake that people make is they confuse companies with the economy.
The stock market's grading out at an A. Mm-hmm. How's the economy grading out?
Not as strong.
Car sales, for example. For the past 7 years, they've been up. But at Ford last month, sales were down 7.5%. At GM, they were down more than 15%. But Zeidel told Jim Axelrod that he's optimistic about the underlying economy.
And it may not grow as quickly as you would like, but there's no question the U.S. economy is growing.
It's absolutely right.
Just and not as fast as the stock market.
Correct.
So the bottom line appears to be, with stocks up 20%, happy days are definitely here again for investors. And there are promising signs for wage earners as well. But a 20% jump for them may take a little longer. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.